local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two for September 2. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price here with you, obviously joined by Chris Bryan, as always.
Well, okay. It's 5:11, News Radio 92.3. Got to pass this on to you. If you haven't bought those Powerball tickets yet.
Yes.
Drawing tonight, $80 million, $39.5 million. That's your cash option. If you forget about this one. Lord, here comes another one tomorrow night, Mega Millions.
Right.
$681 million, $336.1 million. That is your cash option. They make the drawing Tuesday night on that one.
As we said last week, we cross an invisible line where when no one wins the Powerball for a while, it essentially just becomes daily coverage until somebody does. That's your latest installment of that because those winnings are getting pretty high right now. Also, we've got the White House saying that President Biden and Vice President Harris did not receive invites to Arlington National Cemetery from the families of service members killed in Afghanistan. That's not a good look. In an appearance on NBC News' Meet the Press Sunday, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton claimed that the families extended invitations to the president and VP. Former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard also made a similar claim to CNN, saying that Biden and Harris didn't respond to the invitations. Former President Trump visited the cemetery last week and the families to mark the third anniversary of the deadly attack at a Kabul airport as the U.S. withdrew from Afghanistan. And the appearance has stirred some controversy, including the Army claiming that a cemetery worker was pushed aside by a Trump campaign staffer while trying to enforce picture and filming rules in a section of Arlington where they are usually not allowed.
Yeah, a lot of those families are pretty upset at the Biden-Harris people for not even. What was it when they were doing this presentation? Kamala Harris, her house is 4 miles from the site.
Really?
She's 10 minutes away from the grave sites. She never showed up.
Well, see, and that's the thing. I think even, but obviously, if they were invited and didn't show, that's a rough look. But even if they weren't invited by the families, I think that's a rough look, too. Because remember, there was controversy with the Trump filming stuff. But late last week, we covered this. A mother of one of the veterans said, no, he did the right thing, and I wanted him there. He was invited. Right. So it's nonetheless a bad look, even for Trump to be invited and them not to. That's kind of rough.
While we're talking about veterans, the state in 2025 is going to allocate $2 million to Home Base Florida. This is a nonprofit organization that helps vets with the invisible wounds of war, the mental situation here, PTSD, things like that. The funding means the organization can expand into Pensacola, providing clinical care, mental health, wellness support, and other services to vets in the local region. Good things coming down. Yeah, it's good.
And the USS Richard M. McCool is docked at NAS Pensacola. Of course, we had extended coverage about this because 92.3's own Andrew McKay was on the McCool along with Cat Country 98.7's Mel McCray. Kind of rhymes, I guess. And apparently there was a huge demand for the free tickets to get a tour of the ship because of that high demand. No more tickets are available as of today. The USS McCool will be commissioned next Saturday at a ceremony aboard NAS Pensacola, and there will be several events and community relations projects throughout the week.
I saw the McCool. I mean,
it's
from
huge.
From afar.
Yeah.
You're coming across the bridge, you can see it over there. That's a big ship.
Yeah. It's one of it's one of the, if not the biggest that they have, right?
Okay.
Because that's sure. The thing. It's huge and it's technologically advanced as well compared to what we already have. So that's pretty awesome.
Okay. This month, the city of Pensacola are preparing to repave 6.6 miles of bad streets. As they say, are rated as serious, very poor, or just plain poor. Yeah, these streets have been identified as top priority for approximately the $2 million budgeted for the repavement period and project. This is going on for the next 13 months. This is me, right? I put it as a worst-to-first scenario to start in just days. It is. It's the roads are horrible in some of these areas.
Oh, absolutely. And you bringing that up actually is a great segue considering that it's just about 5:15 here. Before we touch on traffic and weather together, I will say this. There's some good news for Florida drivers as the busy Labor Day travel season comes to an end. AAA says that gas prices in the Sunshine State are hitting a 3-year low. The average cost of fuel is currently at $3.29 per gallon. That is a statewide estimate. That's nearly 40 cents lower than this time last year. The auto club cites that the lower prices are thanks to a drop in demand and changes in driving habits in the post-pandemic era. The busy holiday period is scheduled to come to an end on Wednesday. Alrighty, let's see. Getting our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, for the most part, it was a pretty smooth sailing first hour. Hour number two is off to a similar start. We do still have very heavy backups on the bridge. If you're trying to get off of Navarre Beach and get over the bridge onto Navarre Parkway, you are going to be very heavily backed up there. It's been that case for over an hour now, so be on the lookout for that. The upside is, once you get off that bridge, there shouldn't be anything holding you up from what I can see.
I thought you were going to say, once the upside is getting off the bridge, you could stop at Tommy Snowball's right there on the corner.
You could do that too.
Yeah, that, great place to stop.
There's a lot of positives here. As for the weather, we've got WEAR's Marion Caldwell in. Hopefully Marion's got some good news for us as well.
What's left of your Labor Day weekend will feature mostly sunny skies as we head into the rest of the afternoon into the evening. That chance for some hit or miss showers or maybe even some thunderstorms will stick with us. Lows tonight will be in those middle 70s. And then heading into next week, big changes arrive to our weather pattern with elevated rain and storm chances as the system does stall out near the area, but looking to taper off as we head into next weekend. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell in the WEAR First Warning Weather Center.
All righty. Thank you very much, Marion. Let's see. Carrying on with what else we got here. We had a plane belonging to Venezuela's president. It's in South Florida after it was seized by the United States. Do you hear about this?
Yeah, but let me tell you. Yes, go ahead, finish your story, because I've got something to add to this.
The Department of Justice says that the jet, which landed at Fort Lauderdale Executive Airport earlier today, was in violation of U.S. sanctions. Attorney General Merrick Garland says that the aircraft was illegally purchased for $13 million and smuggled out of the country for President Nicolas Maduro. CNN was the first to report the recent seizure of Maduro's plane in the Dominican Republic, and he claimed victory in his reelection campaign back in June, which, of course, sparked protests across South Florida.
I'll tell you where I get kind of jazzed sometimes is the inconsistency of continuity. In other words, sometimes when you're watching television, you'll see a scene where there's a glass sitting there that comes back and the glass is gone, or they're in a different shirt, or so, the continuity issue.
Right.
This falls under the same issue here, because Maduro's private jet was a Falcon 90. Okay. Seats about 15 people or something like that.
Okay.
The tri-jet. All the photos that you see and showing Maduro getting out of his jet is out of a 747. It's not even the same type of airplane.
Yeah, it's not even the same type of plane.
No, so,
right.
So with your hearing, we've confiscated Maduro's jet. We did not confiscate a 747.
Right.
It was a Falcon 90 with seats about 15 people. Mm. But we got it. It's in Fort Lauderdale right now.
My goodness. I'm sure that story is going to get worse.
Another continuity issue that drives me crazy.
Yeah. Vehicles and Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz's motorcade crashed earlier today on the way to a campaign event in Milwaukee. According to a pool reporter traveling with the Minnesota governor, a staff member in one of the cars suffered a broken arm after the collision. Walz's car was not involved in the crash, luckily, and continued on to the campaign event. Other reporters, though, that were traveling in the motorcade suffered minor injuries.
Did you see the photos that they released from the news service?
No, but I just dropped my pen. So while I'm picking that up, tell me about it.
This van rear-ended the one Walz was in, but it accordioned back up to the windshield. So who was ever driving that van was doing some trucking. Absolutely, was moving right aloud on there. So I'm glad nobody really got seriously hurt in that situation. I will tell you this. Wall Street is ready to usher in the fall season with the first interest rate cut since March of 2020. Lord knows I have been speaking about this for a year. We've been waiting for the Fed to make their move. It looks as though things are starting to move. While it may lower rates for mortgages, and we give you these updates here in the afternoon, every afternoon, kind of the closing numbers here. But we want them now. Here they are. That fixed rate 30-year is now 6.43%, 15-year rate steady at 5.95. And I'll go on here. Maybe the rates are lower mortgage-wise. Auto, personal loans, those carrying credit card debit, out of total luck. And this is where it hurts. Ouch! Have you seen some of the rates on credit cards?
No.
29%, 32%, things like that. Other big point, of course, is that a quarter point, half point, even a credit card, if those rates fell a couple of points, it's just really not going to make that much of a difference just because those rates are so doggone high. Once again, average annual percentage rate on a standard credit card, about 20.76%, with some in-store retail cards scoring as high as 32%.
All righty. Just about 5:20 here before we...
May I repeat this? Ow!
5:20 here just before we take our first break. Did want to say this because I meant to say it when we started here this hour. At 6:30 this evening, our normal Pensacola Right Now programming is going to be, for the lack of a better word, hijacked by Florida State hosting Boston College.
Loving every minute of it.
Yeah, no, hey, I'm very happy. I love me some college football, and I love getting home 30 minutes early. So, no, that's great news there.
I don't care about that. I'm ready for the game.
Yes, no, it should be a good game for Florida State. If it's a good game for Boston College, we got a problem, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Either way,
we're going
to
take
Florida State hosts Boston College at 6:30. You will get that coverage starting in 70 minutes. But until then, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We'll take a quick break.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Happy Labor Day. The Bible declares that a strong work ethic pleases the Lord. However, working too hard can be a poor stewardship of that which the Lord has entrusted to you. We should be hard workers, but not to the complete neglect of our family or to the neglect of our physical, mental, and spiritual health. During the 19th century, when Labor Day was instituted, many people worked 7 days a week, including children, and the workday was typically 12 hours long. Most Americans endured harsh and unsafe working conditions just to try to earn a living. Labor leaders in the late 1800s suggested a Labor Day to show support for America's laborers. God designed us to work, but He also designed us to know when we need rest. Rejoice in how God designed you and hopefully get some much needed rest this Labor Day weekend.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
I am Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. The UWF Historic Trust will be hosting their Open House and Community Day on Saturday, September 7th. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel on September 5th to learn more about Open House and all of the fun activities happening on the site that day. That's today on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. This week, it's Shenanigans. Not just a band, an experience. Since 2007, they've traveled all around the world, and they're back at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tomorrow night. Her hair was kind of curly,
went to her house... Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. This very moment, it is 525 on the nose. Oh my goodness, are we good or what? All right, that means we're
only
just in time.
Only in your own head, later.
We're just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Very happy to report that it doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads at this time. The main spot giving us trouble is the same one that's been giving us issues all throughout this broadcast this afternoon. That is, if you're trying to get off of Navarre Beach, coming over the bridge, heading towards Navarre Parkway, that entire direction is blocked up. It has been this entire time. So it's safe to say that Navarre Beach goers are enjoying this Labor Day weekend, this Labor Day holiday, rather, definitely taking advantage of that. But outside of those little hiccups, there's not much going on the roads. As for the weather, we got WEAR's Marion Caldwell on the scene. What's going on, Marion?
What's left of your Labor Day weekend will feature mostly sunny skies as we head into the rest of the afternoon into the evening. That chance for some hit or miss showers or maybe even some thunderstorms will stick with us. Lows tonight will be in those middle 70s. And then heading into next week, big changes arrive to our weather pattern with elevated rain and storm chances as the system does stall out near the area, but looking to taper off as we head into next weekend. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell in the WEAR First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Marion. WEAR, man, they're just firing on all cylinders, aren't they? Because, you know, whenever Alan Strum's our usual guy, but he couldn't be in today. He may be enjoying the Labor Day holiday himself. Marion wasn't too familiar with her. Should we get this soundbite from her? And she's doing phenomenal. I say that as if she's a rookie. She's probably not. But either way, they're all working like pros over at WEAR.
Okay. According to the Social Security Administration, get these numbers here, 836 out of every 1,000 Floridians, this is over the age 65 and older, receive Social Security benefits. Now, AARP is saying benefits are expected to rise. Guess how much next year?
I'll guess low. 2%.
How about $50?
I thought you were asking a percentage.
I wish it was the 2%. Financial experts say that amount, just heavens, is not enough to address the daily cost of living. Many local senior groups are outraged over the Biden-Harris administration's lack of attention to taking care of the senior population. More than 71 million Americans receive Social Security and supplemental security income benefits. $50.
Man.
Good Lord, I'm not excited.
I wouldn't be.
I'm not excited over that.
NASA says that stereo feedback is what caused a strange noise to be heard on the Boeing Starliner spacecraft over the weekend. On Saturday, astronaut Butch Wilmore radioed Mission Control in Houston about a sonar-like sound that could be heard coming from the troubled Starliner. The noise in exchange can be heard in audio shared on social media by Michigan-based meteorologist Rob Dale. In a statement to the website NASA Spaceflight, NASA said the noise has no technical impact to the crew, Starliner, or station operations. The Starliner, of course, has been stuck in space since June when it experienced issues as it carried Wilmore and his crewmate Sonny Williams, to the International Space Station. It's scheduled to return to Earth unmanned this week, while Whitmore and Williams will be brought back in a SpaceX capsule in February.
How would you like to be on that thing?
I would hate that.
By the way, Austin, we're going to be up there for about a week and a half, and then we'll be back, and you know everything's going to be fine.
Right.
2025.
That's so terrible. Coming back. That's just a nightmare. The fact that it has been delayed. Such a simple mission has been delayed like that. That's unbelievable.
It's crazy. It's you know, Boeing's going on through enough with these.
With their planes.
With the MAX 737s and things like that. Now we have this to face. I don't think their stocks are doing so well right now.
I can't imagine so.
I'm not really banking that one out there. Today, by the way, worst day to travel for Labor Day, but I'm seeing a lot on the monitors here today. There are no problems across the major airports.
Right.
Traffic's flowing pretty good. Todd Payne told us about this last Thursday. Mm-hmm. He joined us on the afternoon show, the Pensacola International's Assistant Airport Director, saying the travel load factor really hasn't been a problem this year, and that's the way it's playing out today, looking pretty good.
Excellent. Also, when it comes to just traveling in general, we touched on Florida's gas prices statewide. Last hour, we said that the statewide average for gas is like $3.29 a gallon. Well, nationally, today's average on Labor Day is $3.33. So I guess we're pretty middle of the road. That's down 2 cents from a week ago, though, and nearly 50 cents cheaper than this time last year. California has the most expensive gas at $4.65 a gallon, while Mississippi has the cheapest at $2.85.
Could you imagine former President Trump wearing dreads? I mean,
no.
Okay, there is a nice transition here into that.
I would love to hear it.
That up. Former President Trump now supporting Florida's ballot measure amendment number 3, allowing for recreational pot. Mm. That's where the dredge came in on that thing.
He's expressing support for that.
He says, in his words, quoting the former president, legalization is inevitable.
Well, I don't think he's wrong.
The Florida Republican Party and Governor DeSantis, oh, Lord, they don't like the idea. Another splitting policy for politics of the Republican side.
Right.
Can people come together? Can some harmony be done?
It's politics.
It's
of course not.
It's a wait-and-see issue.
On Tom Graham, the Harris-Walz ticket targeting swing states, expressing support for unions to mark Labor Day and getting some help. President Biden holding a rally with Vice President Kamala Harris this afternoon in Pittsburgh and praising several union representatives.
Derek Dean of the iron workers, Tim Driscoll of bricklayers, April Bell of the SEIU.
And Vice Presidential nominee Tim Walz speaking in Battleground, Wisconsin earlier. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu facing pressure to get a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Hundreds of thousands protested in Israel today. President Biden also weighing in. Fox's Jillian Turner.
President Biden says that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is not doing enough to secure a hostage deal. This in the wake of 6 more hostages, including an American, being brutally murdered at the hands of Hamas.
Netanyahu says no one is more committed to freeing the hostages than him. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Google is relaunching its image generator function for some Gemini AI users after the feature was temporarily suspended over concerns it was not supplying accurate information. The latest generation of its text-to-image tool, Imagen 3, will soon be available to users who pay for Gemini Advanced. Users of the tool can write text prompts that Imagen 3 turns into visual images. Toy giant Fisher-Price is recalling more than 360,000 dumbbell toys. The Consumer Product Safety Commission said the gray caps on the toys can separate, leading to a potential choking hazard for infants. The company recommends taking away the toys from kids immediately. Lululemon missed Wall Street's sales expectations for the first time in more than 2 years as it cut its full-year guidance. The company, most known for its yoga pants and belt bags, has been struggling to stock the right assortment and recently pulled its new Breeze 3 leggings from shelves. The stock market is closed for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code COMFORT at checkout. That's harrys.com, code COMFORT. Enjoy.
This is Carrington Harrison with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Elevate your engine performance with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Florida, you guys got the brakes beat off you this weekend. You lost 41-17, and it doesn't get much better for you guys. You guys have Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, and Florida State down the stretch. I am telling you right now, Florida, you guys should start updating the message boards and get ready for the coaching search, because Billy Napier, you are not making it this full season. I'm Carrington Harrison.
There aren't many feelings worse than trying to start your car in the morning and being greeted with a dead battery, or being stuck on the side of the road when you don't need to be. 1 in 4 vehicles on the road will need a battery replacement this year. Don't be a statistic. Stop battery problems before they stop you by testing your battery regularly. Test yours at home or at select Napa locations nationwide. If you need a replacement, Napa has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for nearly every make and model on the road. So don't wait. Test your battery today and let Napa help you keep moving.
The only thing more satisfying than a crisp fall day is
a crisp fall day inside your cozy, spotless home. Right now, shop Labor Day savings on select cleaning essentials and exclusive brands from The Home Depot. Plus, with fast free delivery, you don't have to worry about running out of your favorite cleaners, paper products, trash bags, and more. The Home Depot has everything you need to get ready for a fall refresh. Get your home crisp, clean, and ready for the season with The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free delivery on over 2 million items subject to availability.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked to our good friend Ryan Jenkins about where the peanuts and the cotton are at in terms of harvest, his concerns about needing a little bit of rain, which we haven't had in more than a month, and the low price of cotton, even below what they expected this year, which was already a bad price. Also talked with Sheriff Bob Johnson, who gave us an update on that sex sting operation and whether the outlaw and the biker gangs are too much of a problem here locally anymore. You can listen to all those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. But before we do, I want to give, once again, another quick programming update. In just under an hour, 53 minutes to be exact, we will have Florida State football hosting Boston College for a Labor Day college football matchup. And to wrap up week one, Florida State, of course, out for blood, trying to bounce back, saying, hey, we don't suck. The Georgia Tech thing was just kind of an oopsie poopsie. We'll figure this out. Boston College, first game in the Bill O'Brien era. So we'll see how that turns out. But Boston College isn't going to be a gimme. BC finished with a winning record last year. I think they went 7-6, which was the same as Georgia Tech's record. So the potential is clearly there for Boston College to give FSU a bit of a scare.
I thought you played the Tom Petty there just to make a joke out of, you know, they do this during the third quarter down at
the Gators.
Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down. I think that's a pretty cool song to play down there, if it applies.
Yeah. Florida backed down pretty decently before that song played, though. Anyway, but no, that was not a jab at the Gators.
Come on.
It's all about the Seminoles this evening. Looking at the roads here, we don't have too much going on. We still got some very heavy backups, though, if you're trying to get off of Navarre Beach, coming over the bridge and approaching Navarre Parkway. That entire bridge has just been backed up heading in that direction. Outside of that, though, there is an upside, and that's that there's nothing else on the roads that are causing you issues. As for the weather, we got WEAR's Marion Caldwell.
What's left of your Labor Day weekend will feature mostly sunny skies as we head into the rest of the afternoon into the evening. That chance for some hit or miss showers or maybe even some thunderstorms will stick with us. Lows tonight will be in those middle 70s. And then heading into next week, big changes arrive to our weather pattern with elevated rain and storm chances as the system does stall out near the area, but looking to taper off as we head into next weekend. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell in the WEAR First Warning Weather Center. Center.
Thank you very much, Marion. Saw a headline just now on ABC World News Tonight of a couple of U.S. Marines being attacked in Turkey. You hear about that?
Yeah, I did. Happened a little bit earlier. And we get all these feeds coming. By the way, we have all these monitor banks in here. Check it out. What's going on around the world so we can pass that on to you. I wanted to mention this, and of course you've done this throughout the day here. Of course, FSU looks for redemption facing Boston College. Here's the interesting thing I wanted to point out. This is before this Saturday's past games.
Right.
ESPN updated its football power index ratings. Mike Norvell's squad at that time, we'll just use Friday as an example. On Friday, they were ranked number 16. Well, I look now at the college football rankings. ESPN has revealed their top 25 poll for week two, Florida State dropping to 17 on this poll here. Real quickly, top 10, Georgia, Alabama, Texas, Ohio State, Penn State in fifth, 6 Notre Dame, 7 Tennessee, 8 Ole Miss, 9 Oklahoma, 10 Oregon, and down the line, 11 Miami. They jumped. They had a good jump on that one.
Miami, one of the biggest winners of the weekend.
It really was. Missouri number 12, Louisville 13, LSU 14, Michigan 15, Auburn 16, Florida State 17, 18 Texas A&M, 19 USC. They jumped from 23rd to 19, and Kansas at number 20.
Mm. Yeah, Kansas didn't learn anything from them in week one, obviously. They played Lindenwood. Lindenwood's still relatively new to the D1 level. And it was a blowout, surprise, surprise. But I will say Kansas is definitely a team to watch, and they've been kind of disrespected, I feel, when it comes to how well they did last year and their potential under schedule this year. The Big 12 favorite this season is Utah, and I don't even think they face Utah in the regular season, so that's a big W for them. Not only that, one of their tougher opponents was going to be West Virginia. Well, West Virginia was pretty underwhelming at home against Penn State, so that's a good sign for the Jayhawks as well. But anyway, we won't go down that rabbit hole. Did want to touch on this. You mentioned the Gators earlier. San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall, fresh out of Florida, he's out of the hospital after being shot during a robbery attempt. The team released a statement confirming Pearsall is heading home as he recovers from a bullet wound to the chest. He's very lucky to be okay after that.
Really,
the rookie receiver was walking in Union Square when a teenage suspect attempted to rob him. In the ensuing scuffle, both got injured. The juvenile remains in police custody pending charges after being treated at the hospital.
If you're familiar with Union Square in San Francisco, it's the center point of all the shopping district there. Nordstrom's are there, Bloomie's, Macy's and all this area in the central part. And that's where all the tourists really go to. People used to consider that a safe area. Mm. Not any longer.
Well,
really a dangerous area in San Francisco.
And if you're not familiar with Ricky Pearsall, I believe he wore number one for the Gators, and he got he got the amazing one-handed catch last season for them in their struggle win over the Charlotte 49ers. There's my jab at the Gators.
But let me tell you this. I tell you what is very interesting about that. Did you see that catch that SC player caught that ball?
Yes, I did.
He jumped about 30 feet off the air, and his big arm pulled it in. I couldn't believe it.
No, yeah, that was insane. That was early in the game too, and that was one of the like the first of multiple big plays by those teams. So yeah, Sunday night's game between USC and LSU was phenomenal.
No one. I will tell you, a proposed new sports complex in Escambia County is coming under question today, and I really like the Ashton Brosnahan soccer complex out there. I've done the SEC women's soccer finals, soccer's events out there for going on 3 years now.
Okay.
Beautiful facility. A couple of concerning issues coming down today. Traffic flow in local neighborhoods and the $90 million price tag. Well, the Tourism Development Council wants to fund a multi-million dollar indoor sports complex at Ashton Brosnahan. It also includes major renovations to the Pensacola Bay Center. Some are arguing it may not be worth that cost. Talk to the players, different story, as they support a new facility due to climate conditions. Some of the girls were saying it was so darn hot out there.
Right.
And we usually do that tournament, I think it's in October when that comes in. So it's still pretty warm. They say, I love this line here, it reminds me of that movie when they built the baseball field in Iowa or something like that. The soccer players say, if the TDC plans to build it, they will come.
Well, and that's the thing. Yeah, you said October is still hot. That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Several years ago, I went to a Florida State football game, and I think it was October 1st. So it was right at October, and it was a midday kickoff against Louisville. And yes, the hottest I've ever been. Lastly, here for sports, at least for me, we mentioned this last hour, and I'm sure we'll touch on some of this in our third hour as well. The 24-25 NFL regular season begins this Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. That game is going to be on both NBC and Peacock, and we are going to have that on ESPN Pensacola as well. It is because of that overlap that we have UWF's season opener against McKendree right here on News Radio 92.3. Once again, that is on Thursday. Game starts at 6.
And we can thank Bobby Rossi for trying to straighten that out.
Yeah, we've been trying to iron out some details on that. So, yes, very...
Go to Bobby and figure it out.
Very good that we've got that to firmly report on as we start this week.
Oh, gosh. Pine Forest is... They're dealing with a situation like San Francisco 49ers with one of their players.
Oh,
this
really?
Time, Nathaniel Lyons Jr.
Yeah, we touched on this.
He was the guy hit from a drunk driver.
Ugh.
Get this, FHP is confirming 21-year-old Jose Lopez Ayala hit Lyons, then ran away from the scene. He was found and charged with DUI, hit and run, and driving without a license. Let's hope Lyons and Mr. Lyons does a very fast recovery there.
Yes. Just,
they're going to miss him at Pine Forest, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, just as you said, very unfortunate situation all around there. Let's see, we've got some, it's 5:45, so we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Roads and weather. Yes, Austin, talking's hard. All right, so looking at the bridge, if you're trying to get off of Navarre Beach onto Navarre Parkway, that bridge has been heavily backed up so far during this entire broadcast, and it still is. This has just been a miserable day to be getting off of Navarre Beach. But hey, it's the Labor Day holiday. What do you expect? Outside of that, we've got some minor hiccups here and there. No confirmation of any accidents, though. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound on what road is this here? Will you tell me, please? Why aren't you telling me the name of the street? Anyway, okay, I'll get back to you on the name of the street. But if you're traveling westbound on, my goodness, why is this not telling me? Oh, Cervantes. Thank goodness. All right. Traveling westbound on Cervantes. This is going to be if you're approaching 12th Avenue. We've got some backups there, but they're very minor. No huge signs of an accident or anything like that. And then it's going to be Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. We've got some very minor congestion developing there, but that's pretty negligible as well. So the only major spot is still the bridge coming off of Navarre Beach approaching Navarre Parkway. As for the weather, Alan Strum has not been here today, but it's okay because we've got Marion Call. Well, helping us out. Marion, what's going on?
What's left of your Labor Day weekend will feature mostly sunny skies as we head into the rest of the afternoon into the evening. That chance for some hit or miss showers or maybe even some thunderstorms will stick with us. Lows tonight will be in those middle 70s. And then heading into next week, big changes arrive to our weather pattern with elevated rain and storm chances as the system does stall out near the area, but looking to taper off as we head into next weekend. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell in the WEAR First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Marion. Also, I will say that we've got Twins at Rays. That's our only relatively local team, quote unquote, that's playing in the MLB today. They start in just about 5 minutes. We'll, if I remember, we'll give a score update on that. We're going to be kind of moving a little bit quicker in hour three because, again, if you're just now joining us, Florida State, Boston College, that coverage will be taking over this broadcast at 6:30. So we'll be getting off a little bit earlier than usual here. So we're going to be going through like a condensed rundown of everything in hour three. But if there's time, I will touch on the Twins Rays score update next hour.
Mississippi brought out those bats Sunday afternoon with a huge win against Pensacola 9-3. The Wahoos have the day off before they head north, taking on league-leading Birmingham. First pitch tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. That's a rough day. The Bears are good.
Oh, absolutely.
They're in the Northern Division.
Yes.
Of course, we're in the Southern Division, but they've commanded that Northern Division for quite some time now.
For sure. Also, we've got an interesting story here, and this is something that we've heard about on multiple occasions, but now it's a more developing story. California could soon pass a law that would require consent for the use of AI to replicate dead performers. We heard about this when we had like the holograms becoming like a thing on stage. The state Senate passed the bill, and in an usual Saturday session. I'm assuming that's unusual Saturday session, but I don't know. Now it heads to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. SAG-AFTRA says that the law would help the estates of dead performers maintain some control over AI-created fakes and replicas in films, TV shows, video games, and more. The move came just days after the state Senate passed a bill that would strengthen consent requirements for the use of AI to replicate living performers. The union says these bills becoming law would mark another win in their efforts to enhance performer protections in the world of generative AI. I will say something that was very big in the pop culture scene recently was the beef between Drake and Kendrick Lamar. And Drake made a song dissing Kendrick, and it used like an AI-generated voice of Tupac, who is like an idol for Kendrick. Right. Well, I think the estate of Tupac Shakur, the family, came out and said, we don't want you using his voice. You did not consent for us to do that. And he took the song down. I think he had to before they pursued him with legal action. Mm-hmm. So this has already been catching speed, but apparently California is trying to officialize some stuff here.
AI scares me.
As it should.
As a talent. And that's, using your voice for other purposes without your knowledge or approval on this thing. Hey, it's been a tragic Labor Day for one Pensacola family after fire raced through their home over on Cody Lane. A family pet dog died in that blaze this morning. Happened around 11:30, according to Battalion Chief Kurt Isaacson. Everybody made it out okay, except the dog. The fires believed have started in the AC unit.
Oh, my goodness. That's a terrible situation there. Just about 5:50. We'll take a quick break here. When we return, we've got a bit of a box office rundown from this last weekend for you. And there shouldn't be a surprise on who dominated the scene once again. But we'll leave that little cliffhanger for you. And we'll be back in, a couple minutes or so. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 5:52 here. Got a few minutes to kill before we get our last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. Hinted at this before we went to break just a couple minutes ago. Deadpool and Wolverine continuing to rule the box office. That was the answer to the not-so-cryptic cliffhanger that I left. Marvel's latest hit is expected to gross $15.2 million this weekend in its sixth week of release. In a distant second place, sci-fi horror sequel Alien Romulus grossed an estimated $9.3 million. It Ends With Us retained the number three spot with 7.4. Presidential biopic, Reagan became the only movie opening this weekend to crack the top five, also taking in an estimated $7.4 million. And finally, disaster flick Twisters continues to rake in the millions with an estimated 7.1 to take fifth place.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, when's that coming out?
Coming up this Friday, this weekend.
Oh, wow, this upcoming Friday.
So, yeah, and I told you before, I'm going to let everybody go to it that for the nighttime show. I'm going to the matinee, catch the early show on Saturday. Been waiting for this one for a long time. Michael Keaton is just spectacular in this movie. All right, 5:53, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan and Austin Price hanging out with you today. If you're thinking about, and I want to remind you, if you're thinking about maybe looking into home sales or buying a home, well, here you go. Your mortgage rate's moving slightly higher today. Here's the numbers. Mortgage News Daily reporting the 30-year fixed rate, 6.43%. That is up from 6.41%. The 15-year rate steady at 5.95%.
Very nice. And the NYPD says multiple people have been shot this afternoon at New York City's West Indian Day Parade. Shots rang out about 3 p.m. local time on the Eastern Parkway Parade route. Police say that one victim was shot in the head, one in the wrist, another in the shoulder. The New York Post says that two other people were also shot. One is reportedly in critical condition. About 1 million people turned out for the West Indian Day Parade, which celebrates Caribbean culture. Police presence for the parade was heavy and included anti-terrorism and canine units, drones, and cameras. My goodness. To have all that protection and to still have something like this go wrong, it's just, I mean, really, especially in some of these more populated areas, it does make you think, like, there's got to be a time where more and more people are getting scared to go out to some of these shindigs.
Well, they are. You just you got to be just extra careful and right. Watch your surroundings in terms of what's going on. Hey, Austin, real quickly here. September nights cooling down with hot flicks. While we were talking about movies a second ago.
Yeah.
Pensacola Beach featuring the Cinemas in the Sand movie nights this fall. Friday, September 20th, it's the hit movie Inside Out. Free classic movies on the Casino Beach big screen stage. Curtain rises at sunset.
Very nice. Let's see. As I'm speaking, it is becoming 5:55 here. So I got to tell you, Chris, sometimes we're a bit more open-ended with how we do this show, you know. But we have been right on the money today with some of these traffic updates, especially.
Frightening, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Well, what's going on here? All righty. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, it's been pretty smooth sailing so far. We do have an accident report. This is over in the Navarre area. Once again, I am just hoping and praying it tells me the name of this place. Let's see. This is going to be on East Bay Boulevard. It's going to be near Shadow Lake Drive. Bay Boulevard is a road off of Navarre Parkway, so keep that in mind. There was an accident over there, though, that is causing some minor hiccups in that immediate vicinity, so just be on the lookout for that. But speaking of the Navarre area, if you are traveling, trying to get off of Navarre Beach, coming over the bridge and approaching Navarre Parkway, we have had heavy congestion covering the entirety of the bridge throughout this entire broadcast of Pensacola right now this evening, and that is still the case now. Outside of those couple of spots, though, there's not too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, we got WEAR's Marion Caldwell on standby. Marion, what's going on?
What's left of your Labor Day weekend will feature mostly sunny skies as we head into the rest of the afternoon into the evening. That chance for some hit or miss showers or maybe even some thunderstorms will stick with us. Lows tonight will be in those middle 70s. And then heading into next week, big changes arrive to our weather pattern with elevated rain and storm chances as the system does stall out near the area, but looking to taper off as we head into next weekend. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell in the WEAR First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Marion.
Yeah, I go for the good weather. Give me those odds. I'll go for sunny conditions. Pop-up showers. I'm going to tell you, I can give you the forecast right now. It's going to be sunny with pop-up showers.
Yep. That's how it's been. That's how it was today. We had some nice sun. And then, as I said before, it was shortly before we went live this afternoon. I turned around. I got a window right behind me and I said, it's raining.
Look sad information to pass along. Rip currents at James Lee Park in Destin has claimed the life of a 40-year-old man. This is not where the sad part stops, Austin. Okaloosa deputies confirm the victim drowned Saturday after being swept out into the Gulf. Deputies say his son was safely pulled out of the water. Both were taken to the hospital. The father didn't survive on that one.
That's
got to be careful of those rip currents. You swim in protected areas by the towers. I mean, if you're not familiar with how this whole thing works, don't try to figure it out. Just be safe. And right. Don't get in a situation where it will get you into trouble, because those rip currents will really sweep you out real fast.
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, Chris, you're a father.
Yes, I am.
I'm assuming you've heard of Fisher-Price.
Yes, my last name is unrelated. My bank account has felt that many times, let me tell you.
Yeah, when I was a kid, of course, there was a lot of Fisher-Price stuff.
Sure.
Well, apparently they are recalling over 366,000 plastic dumbbell toys in the U.S. due to a potential choking hazard. No surprise there. According to the toy giant, the dumbbell toys have gray caps that can separate and become a choking hazard for infants. The toys were part of Fisher-Price's Baby Biceps gift set and were sold at stores nationwide, including Walmart, Target, and Kohl's. Consumer Product Safety Commission says that there have been no reported injuries. Okay, so that's good. No reported injuries. They got in front of it. But that's the thing. If you are a parent and apparently you're trying to get your kid swole, I don't know, with this Baby Biceps gift set, you need to look out for that. Need to look out for the gray caps on those that can pop off there.
It's interesting how they catch these things, but it's what's more interesting how it puts people on alert. Do they have to pull those toys off the shelves at this point?
I would assume so, because that's the thing. They're saying, okay, there's been no reported injuries, but I think this is a great opportunity for them to be recalling them. I would assume that, yeah, they're taking And that huge of a number, too. They're trying to get rid of them before there is an injury. Because typically, and it's sad, but typically you hear about this stuff after there's been a mishap.
Let me follow up with the statement you just said. Sad.
Okay. Yes.
Let me play off on this one. Did you want to attend the commissioning ceremony Saturday, 10 a.m. at NAS Pensacola's Pier?
Yes.
For the McCool?
Yes.
Any happening. Tickets okay. are gone.
Well, thanks for nothing.
In other words, we're going to frame this under the old statement, you snooze, you lose.
Right.
Believe me, invitations were available down at the Visitor Center on Gregory Street. They tell me, I laugh in your face. There are no tickets available.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The McCool's been a very popular thing, not just with us talking about it on this station.
It's just when you cross the bridge, ladies and gentlemen, if you're heading south on the 3 Mile, look off to the right. It's
You'll see that big thing
out the water.
Yeah, you can't miss it. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.